KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have light rain, 64 degrees in Atlantic. We look for showers and thunderstorms this morning. A high today near 80. So far, we picked up 31 hundredths of an inch of rainfall. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Police in Council Bluffs report six people were injured, one critically, during a rollover accident Tuesday evening in the 3400 block of Veterans Memorial Highway, or VMH. Two others escaped injury during the crash, which happened at around 6:22 p.m. Officials say 29-year-old Anna Sanchez of Omaha was driving a 2004 Ford Explorer eastbound on the VMH approaching 35th Street when a red Isuzu Rodeo with a spare tire on the back pulled in front of her vehicle. In order to avoid a collision, Anna swerved to around the vehicle. The Explorer began to rotate clockwise and entered the south ditch, where it rolled at least once before coming to rest on its roof. Council Bluffs Fire and Rescue and Bluffs Police responded to the scene, where there were a total of eight accident victims, all of whom are from Omaha. One of the victims, 18-year-old Rosa Sanchez, suffered critical injuries. 7-year-old Gendry Ramirez Sanchez suffered a non-life-threatening injury, and both were transported to the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. The driver and three other passengers, ages 3, 15, and 17, suffered minor injuries ranging from bumps and bruises to a broken arm. The Council Bluffs Police Department's traffic unit is conducting an investigation into the crash. Anyone with information regarding the Isuzu Rodeo is asked to contact police at 712-328-4948 or 712-328-STOP. Police in Red Oak say an 85-year-old woman was taken into custody Tuesday afternoon after she allegedly assaulted a peace officer. Lois Marilyn Nelson of Red Oak was arrested at around 3:25 p.m. on the simple misdemeanor charge and brought to the Montgomery County Jail, where her bond was set at $1,000. Red Oak police said also 36-year-old Allison Mary Rule of Red Oak was arrested Tuesday afternoon on a Montgomery County warrant for violation of probation. Rule was being held on $2,000 bond. And at around 10:30 p.m. Tuesday, Red Oak police arrested 23-year-old Angela Georgia Bradfield of Oklahoma on charges of driving while suspended and failure to hold SR-22 insurance. Bradfield was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $1,000 bond. A former city official in Casey has pled guilty to charges in a case that involved fraud and fire. Radio Iowa's Pat Curtis reports.
61-year-old Dorothy Dillinger is the former city clerk in Casey. Dillinger admitted that she used the city's credit card and funds to buy items for personal use. Prosecutors said Dillinger set fire to the 125-year-old Casey Community Building in August of last year in order to destroy records state auditors were set to review. Auditors were still able to track down records for city accounts and identified nearly $300,000 worth of questionable spending over a six-year period. On Tuesday, Dillinger pleaded guilty to one count of mail fraud and one count of malicious use of fire. She could now face 5 to 20 years in prison. Sentencing is scheduled for September 26th. I'm Pat Curtis.
And an investigation into a fire that occurred late Monday morning in Clarinda has resulted in an arrest. Police Chief Keith Brothers said yesterday 33-year-old Brandy Lee Allison of Clarinda faces felony charges that include arson in the first degree and burglary in the second degree. She was arrested without incident at the Clarinda Police Department and was being held in the Page County Jail on $25,000 bond. The chief says his department received a report of arson at a residence located at 214 West Logan Street at around 11:20 a.m. Monday. The house is owned by 48-year-old Troy Landis of Clarinda. An investigation revealed a carpet remnant had been set on fire in the kitchen area. The house sustained an estimated $5,000 in damage and smoke and damage to the flooring and the tile of the kitchen. Landis discovered the fire after he returned home. After being gone for a short while, he was able to extinguish the flames himself. The Clarinda Fire Department responded to the scene to ventilate smoke from the home. The investigation was conducted by several departments and agencies, including the Clarinda Fire Department and Clarinda Police Department. All reports have been forwarded to the Page County Attorney's Office for decisions regarding the filing of formal charges. And an Omaha man is facing charges stemming from a fatal hit and run on Interstate 480 bridge between Iowa and Nebraska. Police say 44-year-old Tracy Padiska turned himself into the Pottawatomie County Jail Monday and was officially charged Tuesday with leaving the scene of a fatality accident and obstructing prosecution. Bluffs police say Padiska was driving his car March the 9th when he hit a pedestrian, 29-year-old Brett Jensen. Jensen died from his injuries. Police say they believe Padiska and 25-year-old William Jones both hit Jensen that night, but Padiska hit him first and caused the fatal injuries. Jones was charged with leaving the scene of a property damage accident. He was cited and released. In the funeral announcements, Jack Kenyon, age 95, of Greenfield, died May 16th at the Greenfield Rehab and Healthcare Center. Funeral services for Jack Kenyon will be today at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Hedwig Hattie Owens, age 95, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Hattie Owens will be today at 10:30 at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Gene Funk, age 65, of Greenfield, died Sunday. Funeral services for Gene Funk will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Greenfield United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Idris Fan, age 101, of Clarinda, has died. Services for Idris Fan will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the First Christian Church in Clarinda. Ritchie Funeral Home of Clarinda has arrangements. Kent Hilsebeck, age 55, of Manning, died Friday. Funeral services for Kent Hilsebeck will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Arnold Howard, age 77, of Omaha, a former longtime area ag, chemical, and seed salesman, died Sunday in Omaha. A memorial service for Arnold Howard will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at Holy Cross Lutheran Church in Omaha. The Roeder Mortuary of Omaha has arrangements. Robert Rechtenbaugh, age 80, of Bridgewater, died Saturday at the Greater Regional Hospice Home in Creston. Funeral services for Robert Rechtenbaugh will be held on Thursday at 1:30 at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. Gerald Peck, age 87, of Avoca, died Monday at Bergen Mercy Medical Center. Funeral services for Gerald Peck will be on Friday at 10 o'clock at the United Church of Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Betty Andreessen, age 76, of Manning, died Friday at the Manila Manor. Services for Betty Andreessen will be this Friday at 10:30 at the Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Richard Carney, age 92, of Adair, died Monday in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Richard Carney will be Friday at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Adair has arrangements. Virginia Farley, age 64, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Services for Virginia Farley are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Myrna Grothin, age 53, who's formerly of Greenfield, died Tuesday in Iowa City. Funeral services for Myrna Grothin are pending at Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. And Jamie Malden, age 32, of Greenfield, died Friday. Funeral services for Jamie Malden are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.